Hello and welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers and energy workers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. For now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, so you feel nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I'm nursing a sore shoulder today, and have some anxiety sitting in my heart space. The earth is cold and damp this morning, and the forecast says ice storm later. Not my favorite weather. But I'm also noticing the magic of the changing of the season. The days have been bright and clear. And there's this cold in the air that feels like peppermint. What's it like where you are? I'd like to invite you to join me, if you haven't already, in the Shamanic Flow Circle on Facebook, and you'll find links in the show notes. In our circle, we do a lot of great work together. And coming up next Monday, December 16th, we're having our circle connection call and healing ritual. It starts at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's a wonderful opportunity to just get with other people who share your desire to heal and transform the world, to really connect, to talk and share, and then to send energy to everywhere in the world that needs it right now. I'd also like to invite you, if you didn't get to see my webinar, 5 Solid Steps to Get Real and Change the World, to go to debbiephilp.com/breakopen. And again, that link will be in the show notes. And watch the replay. And if you'd like to talk to me, sign up for a break open call. Love to have you. Love to talk to you. Love to connect to you one-on-one. I'm still working with Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck. I know it's been a number of weeks since I've changed, but this deck has really been talking to me. And the card that I pulled out today is the unicorn card. Unicorn is associated with the third eye, And it is the card of reconnecting to our higher wisdom or divinity, which feels really timely during this day after the full moon when I'm recording this, and Friday the 13th, which some people think is a very powerful day. And also, as we move into the winter season, this time of introspection, getting quiet, it's a time when we have the opportunity to begin to work with a third eye energy without so much of the outside busyness that's going on. And when I pulled the card today, I pulled it upside down. And when the cards are upside down, it can be an indication of an out of balance situation or something that you need to work on. And as I get very into the mundane things that the have-to-dos of holiday preparations and end-of-the-year stuff, it's good to be reminded of the magic and the spirit-led part of my life. So we'll dig into this unicorn energy, this third eye energy, a little bit in a yoga practice, which I'm going to approach a little bit differently. Normally, when I teach third eye focus practices, I focus on drishti, the focal point. So we do balancing poses and other standing poses that help us find that drishti, that balance point. But what I'd like to do today is explore a little bit of how we can be very grounded and connect the third eye to the earth in ways that you might not have considered. So if you're ready to begin, unroll your mat and take a seat in a comfortable position for meditation. That might be a cross-legged position for you. You might sit on your heels or a meditation cushion, or scoot over against a wall so that you can sit tall with your back supported by a wall. One thing that I have found in my own meditation practice is that when the body is uncomfortable, it's very hard to shift and notice what's going on in the third eye, because the focus is down in the body. And of course, we want to stay grounded, but we don't want our meditation practice to be pain management. So when you've gotten comfortable in your seat, close your eyes for a moment. And check in with your body. Like I did earlier, notice if there's places of discomfort and acknowledge them. You don't have to fix them, but if there's strain that you can adjust out of by fixing your seat a little bit, go ahead and do that. And once you've gotten settled in your seat and you've gotten comfortable, and you've scanned your body, and you notice what's there, shift your awareness into your heart space. What emotions are sitting there in your heart today? And I often notice that there's layers of emotion when I really look. So there's this outward emotion that I'm putting out there for the world. And then there's these deeper emotions that I'm holding in. And I like to see all of them and recognize that there's things that I'm sharing and things I'm not. Now that you've checked in with your heart, and again, there's nothing there to fix or change, just notice what's there. Begin to expand your awareness out. If you're outside, you might already have an idea of what's going on in the environment around you, the earth. But if you're inside, you might have to sense or remember, what's it like outside your window? Feel into the energy rather than seeking to confirm it with your physical eyes. And you might also start to pick up on the energies of all the other beings that share your space with you. They might be of the human species, they might be of other species. Feel all of those energies, get a sense of what's going on in the earth. And then draw your attention back in and notice the place where you feel your breath in your body. It might be anywhere. It might be in your nose, in your throat, in your chest. You may be feeling the movement in your abdomen. It doesn't matter where you notice it. Find the place where you can rest your awareness and feel the movement of the breath in and out. Let your awareness focus there, and then blink your eyes open. Look down and ahead of you for something to rest your eyes on. It doesn't have to be clear, and you don't have to focus hard. Just rest your eyes on that spot, blink whenever you need to. Notice what's going on. The awareness is settled on the breath and the body. Your physical vision is settled on that spot. And what's your mind doing? Notice what comes up. Notice when a thought grabs your attention. And you follow it. And when you notice that that's happened, let it go. Come back to the breath. This is the mindfulness practice that I guide in series at my yoga studio. It's a simple practice. And in learning how the mind works, we start to get through those surface thoughts. It's like those surface emotions. So what's deeper? So those things that are coming up for us. Sometimes the mind will be quiet. And sometimes as you let go of the thoughts that want to bounce around in your head, other things come forward. Inspiration. An idea, a knowing. It's a good practice, even if it's just a couple minutes a day. Now blink your eyes closed again and let that go. Just do another quick check-in with your body, with your heart. And then come around onto your hands and knees. If you need some padding underneath your knees and you don't have a blanket handy, you can fold your mat over on itself. When you've got yourself aligned with your knees under your hips and your hands under your shoulders, bring your attention to your breath. And from that place where you were focused on the breath moving in your body, begin to deepen your breath. So feel it expand from there. Expanding the breath until it's reaching down into the pelvis, up into your head, down your arms. Feel the breath moving in your body, your whole body. And as you take your next breath in, begin to draw your heart forward through your arms. Press your navel toward the floor, lift your tailbone to the sky, coming into cow pose. And as you exhale, gently round your back. Drop your head and tuck your tailbone. And then inhaling, scoop your heart forward through your arms. Press your navel again down toward the floor, lift your tailbone, and exhale, round. Lift the middle of your back so that your back domes. And continue with your breath, flowing gently. These don't have to be big. We're not trying to engage the core. We're just loosening up the spine after sitting for a little bit. Take one more round of breath, one more round of movement. And at the end of your exhale, bring your spine to neutral. Now walk your hands forward just an inch or two. Maybe the heel of your hand is right there at the top of your shoulders. Now move your left hand to the right, so it's still just that little bit in front, but to the inside of your shoulder as well. As you take your next breath in, open your right arm out to the right side. Palm facing the ground, reach through your fingers, and as you inhale, press into your left hand and spin your heart to the right. Open up nice and wide. And then as you exhale, bring your right hand down under the left shoulder. Slide the back of your hand across the ground out to the left side and twist your body to the left until you can put the outside of your upper arm down onto the floor. Use your left hand, press it into the floor, and gently ease your left shoulder back to stack it over the right. Keep your hips right over your knees so your spine is twisting at the middle of your back. Rest your head down onto the mat, putting your right cheek or your right ear onto the floor, looking out towards your right fingers out there to the left side. And ease your hips back slightly. Notice if they're starting to collapse forward in front of the knees. Keep moving them back so they stay stacked up and you stay nice and long through your side. It's going to give you more space for your twist. As you settle onto your shoulder, also feel your head against the floor, noticing how energetically having your shoulder and your head down in this thread the needle pose can create a sense of connection to the earth. You might feel the earth energy flowing up. If you'd like to get a little bit deeper into your twist, lift your left hand, reach it up to the sky. And then turn your palm back, bend your elbow, and slide the back of your hand across your sacrum until your fingers are over by your right hip. And if you can roll your shoulder back a little bit more, you might be able to tuck your fingers into the crease of your right hip, between your hip and thigh. But don't strain to get there. And nothing's forced in this practice. Just being. Feeling and sensing. Feeling the breath move in your body. Now, if you took your hand behind your back, send it back up to the sky. Bend your elbow, bring your hand down to the floor so that it's underneath your left shoulder. Press your left hand into the floor and use pushing the floor away to lift your right shoulder. Unwind your twist. Send your right arm out to the right side and then up to the sky, rotating again to the right, a little counter twist. And then bring your right hand back down and realign in your table pose. Moment here to see what's going on in your body. Pausing, you might even feel your spine as it untwists and comes back to neutral. Now again, align your knees right underneath your hips and move your hands forward just an inch or two. Move your right hand to the inside of your right shoulder, so a little bit to the left. Press that right hand into the floor and take your left arm out to the left side. Reach, turn your palm down toward the floor and then open all the way up. Big breath in as you extend your left fingers to the sky. Exhale, unwind your twist and then turn the other direction. Thread your left hand underneath your right shoulder. Slide the back of your hand out until you can drop the outside edge of your left shoulder down. Rest on your left cheek or your left ear. It settled onto that shoulder and then use your right hand to ease the right shoulder back just a little bit, bringing the right shoulder over the left. Keep easing your hips back to align them over your knees and stay long through your sides. So we need the space in the sides of the waist in order to be able to make this twist at the mid-back and keep the hips square over the heels. Begin to notice how it feels for the left side of your head and your left shoulder to connect to the earth. And if you'd like to deepen from here, reach your right arm back up to the sky. Open up, resting on the left shoulder, turn the palm back, bend your elbow, slide your hand across your sacrum, bringing it over toward the left hip. And if the tips of your fingers can reach into the hip crease, you might tuck them in there. Keep your heart open, breathe into your twist, and really feel the left side sinking down into the floor, the left side of your head, the left shoulder. Breathe into that. Feel it. Take another breath. Now reach your right arm back up to the sky. Reach. Bring your right hand down underneath your shoulder. press that hand down. So you can lift off of your left shoulder. Draw the heart back to center and then open it up once again to the left. Send your left arm out and up. Press down into your hand, reach up through your fingers. Enjoy that openness, that stretch. And then bring your hand down and come back into your table position. Your hands underneath your shoulders and your hips right over your knees. Now gently release your hips to your heels. Walk your hands back towards your feet as you lay your forehead down onto the ground in front of your knees. Relax your shoulders forward. Body connecting with the thighs. Hips sinking back toward the heels, opening up. Take a few breaths here. Notice where you feel the movement of breath in your body. And feel how your third eye, the space between your eyebrows and just above the center of your forehead, is pressing down into the earth. We often associate spirit and the more spiritual aspects of our being with the sky, with heaven, with the cosmos. But there's wisdom in the earth. And when we connect in, we feel that. We can start to draw some of that earth wisdom in. Open up to it. And then the wisdom is balanced and grounded. Reach your hands all the way back to your feet and wrap your hands around your heels. And if you can't quite reach your heels, wrap your hands around your ankles. Hold on to your heels. Lift your hips just a little bit, a few inches off of your heels. And then roll from your forehead up onto the very crown of your head. So your chin is going to tuck in a little bit. The back of your neck lengthens. And you come all the way toward the back of your head. Pressing that down. So now we've moved from the sixth chakra, the third eye chakra, up to the seventh chakra, connecting that also with the earth, recognizing the spirit and divinity of the earth. If there's a lot of pressure in your head or your eyes, or you're feeling like your neck is crunching, please just come back to child's pose. Otherwise, stay here for a little bit. Take another breath, and then slowly roll back to your forehead as your hips come back down. Now, if you were able to hold on to your heels or your ankles, you might feel the release as your shoulders relax a little bit. We had a nice stretch in the back of the shoulders there. And feel again your third eye center connecting to the earth. Walk your hands forward until they're underneath your shoulders. Press your hands down into the floor and lift your upper body so that you're sitting on your heels. Roll your shoulders down your back. Get tall through your spine, sinking your tailbone down, reaching up through the crown of your head. And you can stay here. If this is uncomfortable for you, come back around to easy pose. If you'd like to get a little stretch in your feet at the same time, lift your hips just enough to be able to curl your toes under and then sit back down on your heels. You'll feel that stretch across the soles of your feet. If it's strain or painful, come back down. Now take an inhale and sweep your arms up. Reach them up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top, interlace your fingers, and then extend your index fingers up. Draw your arms close to your ears. Keep sinking down into your hips as you get tall through your spine. And without lifting your hips off your heels, take a little bend over to your right. Very gently. Lifting up and out of the left side, and then inhale, come back up, and exhale, take it over to the left. Very gently opening up. Feel into that. Inhale up. Release your hands, bring your palms together, and bring your hands down in front of your heart. Anjali Mudra. Palms of the hands together, joining the right side and the left side to complete the circuit of energy in the body. Now keep your thumb and pinky finger together and extend the middle fingers out, coming into Lotus Mudra. Blooming flower. Which reminds us that we can be rooted and grounded and also open to spirit, just like that many-petaled lotus that rises up out of the muck. But could not exist without its roots. Very slowly bring your palms back together. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. Get tall through your spine. And keeping your thumbs connected as you take your next exhale, take a little twist to the right. Go only as far as you can go without moving your thumbs, and then inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, take a little twist to the left. Again, only as far as you can go without moving your thumbs. And then inhale back to center. Release your hands down. If you've got your toes curled under, lift up just enough to flatten the feet. Shift your hips over to one side of your feet, swing your legs around and roll down onto your back. Draw your knees to your chest, rock a little bit from side to side, settle onto the floor. And then release your legs down onto the ground. Splay your feet open. Drop your arms open to your sides. Turn your palms up and close your eyes. Feel where you meet the ground, the floor. And notice those places that are not against the floor, scanning down your back body. Relax them. Let everything sink a little bit deeper, surrendering into the support of the earth. Savasana is an invitation to open up into the upper chakras, to feel that divine connection, the oneness. But it's also a reminder that we are grounded, that we are held and supported by the earth. So we can explore the third eye from that place of being supported and helped. Even the unicorn has four legs on the earth, as a stable, secure gait of a horse. Go ahead and settle in. Watching that place in your body where you feel the breath flowing naturally. Close your eyes. Keep relaxing your body. Keep surrendering. And watch your thoughts. Watch what appears on the screen of your mind. Just watching, observing. Notice when those busy monkey mind surface thoughts start to clear. And see what comes up. I'm going to leave you here to explore. Stay as long as you desire, honoring the divine light that shines in all beings, that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.